to come up till she get another.
President Hichilema to attend SADC virtual meeting and Northwestern PS calls for unity after Bill 7. President Hakainde Hichilema is today scheduled to participate in the virtual extraordinary summit of Southern African Development Community, SADC, heads of state and government. The extraordinary summit is set to be chaired by President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, who is interim chairperson of SADC. This was made known by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Hayimbe, through a statement. Mr. Hayimbe highlighted that this meeting will be preceded by meetings of the Extraordinary Committee of Senior Officials as well as the Extraordinary Council of Ministers.
News 360.
Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi has urged the Zambians to embrace unity and national cohesion following the passage of Bill 7. He emphasized that the time has come for citizens to move forward together and support the progressive changes brought about by the new legislation. Mr. Mulumbi said differences of opinion during the debate process were a normal part of democracy and should not divide the nation.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Australian police have charged the surviving suspect in the Bondi Beach mass shooting with 59 offences, including 15 counts of murder as well as committing a terrorist act. Naveed Akram was charged at his hospital bedside after coming out of a coma. His father, who was the other gunman, was shot dead by police during the attack. Earlier, funerals were held for two of the 15 victims, both of them rabbis. The Venezuelan government has accused President Trump of launching warlike threats after he announced an oil blockade of all sanctioned tankers entering and leaving the country.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 7 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 31 kwacha 1 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27 kwacha 17 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 37 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Former Arsenal and France striker Thierry Henry will be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the BBC Sports Personality of the Year. He will be presented with the award at the 2025 BBC Sports Personality of the Year show on Thursday. Henry scored 228 goals in 377 matches for Arsenal across his two spells with the Gunners, eclipsing Ian Wright to become the club's record goal scorer in 2005. He won three FA Cups and two Premier League titles during his time in England. Lusaka is cloudy with a thunderstorm in some areas, with the temperature peaking at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly to mostly cloudy, with the temperature dropping to as low as 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines: President Hichilema to attend SADC virtual meeting and Northwestern PS calls for unity after Bill 7. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Hungry Lion has turned up the volume on their hottest meal, the Big Bite 2. Stand a chance at winning one of five JBL Party Box speakers with Hungry Lion and Coca-Cola. Simply visit your nearest Hungry Lion store, purchase a Big Bite 2 and Coke for only 80 kwacha. Submit a photo or detail slip on Hungry Lion's Facebook page, and you could be the lucky winner of a JBL Party Box speaker. Offer valid from 1st December to 18th January. Visit hungrylion.co.zm for more information. Terms and conditions apply.
96.5 FM. Lusaka's official number one hit music station.